This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, it was the settlement of allegations it rigged electricity markets. Now, the Wall Street Journal says that JPMorgan Chase could pay $600 million in the case of the cover-up of huge trades gone bad carried out by the so-called London Whale. Meanwhile, the Financial Times is reporting that U.S. regulators are also pushing for JPMorgan to pay up for allegedly misrepresenting the quality of loans it sold to government-backed mortgage companies ahead of the 2008 financial crisis. The bank is said to be resistant to a $6 billion settlement, billion with a B. David Byam is a finance professor at Columbia's School of Business. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, if the FT's sources are right, is it fair to say $6 billion is an impressive amount of money even for a large bank like JP Morgan?
Oh, that's huge. That's about a quarter of their net income. It's much larger than any other fines that they have paid. This is by far the largest case of the deluge of cases that have been flung at them. They are really fending off a lot of difficulties at the moment.
Now, the suggestions are the bank is fighting this one. But the overall case here, it's about what J.P. Morgan may have told government-backed mortgage companies, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, about what, the quality of mortgages it was selling them?
Yeah, it involves $33 billion of mortgage-backed securities. And most of these were not actually originated by J.P. Morgan as it was then. They made several acquisitions, including Bear Stearns, and Washington Mutual was another. They acquired those companies in 2008 as part of the efforts by the regulators to help the companies that were failing. And I think most of the securities in this case originate from Washington Mutual and Bear Stearns. It turned out to be, I think, a rather serious mistake. It's not the main bank in each case that allegedly did the deed.
David Byam at Columbia University School of Business. Thank you very much.
Okay.